Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. News and comment. The Jewish entity's big money smear campaign to demonize Muslims. News. The Zionist entity has been pumping billions of dollars into US-based groups to portray Muslims as a community of terrorists. Recent revelations that an anti-Muslim hate group allegedly paid thousands of dollars to two employees of a Muslim advocacy organization to undermine American Muslim activists on behalf of the Israeli government are undoubtedly shocking, but represent only the tip of the iceberg in what is now a decade-long effort by the Jewish state to harass, smear, and threaten pro-Palestinian activists in the United States. Source: TRT World. Comment: is this the behavior of moral peoples who believe in equality and justice for all? Spending billions of dollars to spread lies, bigotry and hatred, misguiding the world for their own nefarious ends. Whose deep pockets are these providing such largesse for such irrational loathing? Here's a clue. In 2020 alone, the US forked out $3.8 billion in military aid as part of Obama's administration's longer-term war support for, quote, Israel, end quote, costing $38 billion. Source: bbcnews.com. The website ifamericansknew.org states that in the period between 1949 to 1998, the Zionist entity cost US taxpayers $134.8 billion, including the cost of borrowing. That amounts to about $23,240 per, quote, Israeli, end quote. As if US taxpayers aren't doing enough to help the Zionist entity crush Palestinian Muslims with even more cruelty. Since 2014, the British government has approved more than $445 million worth of military technology and arms to, quote, Israel, end quote, including sniper rifles. Completely indifferent to the fact that of the 4,973 Palestinians killed during the Second Intifada, 1,262 were children, 274 women, and 32 medical personnel. That is, 25% killed were children. Many of them had bullet wounds to the head. What good could come out of such bloody acts? And must it come through such evil? Are the people of the United States and Britain happy that while their economies teeter between stagnation and inflation, rising numbers dependent on food banks, rocketing energy bills, perplexingly high house prices, shrinking wages in real terms and increased taxes, their tax money is going towards spreading lies and hate and enabling killings? The principle is the same for all countries that arm and sponsor this terrorist Jewish entity. Would it not be better to use these billions to achieve good, fighting abject poverty, alleviating famine, crushing debt, even saving the lives of children for a change? How twisted the world becomes when one tries to defend the indefensible. Islam stands with truth and the oppressed. When the true Khilafah, Caliphate, returns, Muslims will liberate Palestine from the usurpers and all our lands from the vile and subservient tools of the colonialists along with their minions.
وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلُ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا.
And declare, the truth has come and falsehood has vanished. Indeed, falsehood is bound to vanish. Surah Al-Isra, ayat number 81. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir by Mohammed Hamza.